The Trump administration is moving to find Americans who may not legitimately be citizens. The U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services Agency director says, quote, dozens of lawyers and immigration officers, end quote, will be reviewing citizenship documents. Amy Taxon has covered the issue for the Associated Press and is with me. Amy, is there evidence that there's an actual problem here that needs to be solved?
Yeah, there was a report that came out in late 2016 that highlighted a problem that had been detected with the system. And this was that there were a lot of old fingerprint records that had not been uploaded into the new digitalized system. And so what the government has started to do is input all of that data. And as they've done that, they've detected some discrepancies between people who may have become citizens under one name and maybe previously used another name during their immigration processes. And so that's what the government is trying to look at, these specific cases of people who they say have used two identities during the process and why that might be.
And has there ever been a coordinated effort, specific effort like this before?
The government says this is the first time they're trying to do this. In the past, what they've done is they've detected a case, they've maybe had an investigator look at it or work on it. And they have brought a couple of cases in recent years that they thought were of concern, but this is the first time they've tried to centralize this and make it into a program.
And this would be something that if CIS finds something, this could be passed along to the Department of Justice. Does this fit into kind of what we've seen as far as how the Trump administration has handled immigration issues where the DOJ is heavily involved? Is there anything else, I guess, to read into that?
Well, the Department of Justice would need to be involved because the Citizenship and Immigration Services doesn't have the ability to take anybody's citizenship. They have the ability to ask questions. They have the ability to investigate. And if they find something that they're concerned about, they can write up an affidavit and forward it to the Department of Justice and ask for a government attorney to take the case to court. Only a judge would be able to actually remove somebody's citizenship.
Has this been something that has been consistently done in the past where citizenship has been revoked, or is it almost sort of out there as a possibility? Yes, it can be revoked, but maybe there are only a few examples of where it's actually occurred.
Yeah, the general feeling among most immigrants is once you become a U.S. citizen, you know, you're pretty much done. I mean, there's some finale to this. You are now part of this country. You can vote. You serve on a jury. You have access to certain security clearances, and that you finished your immigration process. Denaturalization, which is the process of removing someone's citizenship through a court proceeding, is very, very rare. There is an attorney in Kansas who started looking into this and requested some records from the government. And what he got back showed there were just about 300 cases since 1990 of civil denaturalization proceedings filed by the government. So that is not that many at all.
One thing that I saw in the piece that I found interesting is that the Citizenship and Immigration Services director even said that there may be valid reasons why some immigrants are listed under multiple names. I found that interesting. What did he say?
Yeah, he was talking about the fact that they're really looking at very specific cases of people that they believe intentionally use a fake identity to get an immigration benefit. So that would be somebody, let's say, who came to the country and ended up getting deported under one name and then used a different name to try to become a green card holder or a citizen. He was saying, you know, sometimes people will have multiple last names. There might be different reasons for discrepancy in the record. They're not looking at people whose records might have discrepancies just of their own. They're looking at people that he believes know who they are and deliberately change their name to try to get a benefit.
Have you spoken with anyone or heard from anyone who's already expressing concern about this method?
Yeah, there are immigration attorneys who are concerned about this. They're, you know, questioning where the government will draw the line on these cases, if they will be, you know, really just confined to these cases of people who kind of deliberately duped the government into, you know, enabling them to get citizenship, or whether they might end up putting other people into proceedings who otherwise couldn't. And another thing that's been sort of raised by some attorneys is the question of whether this might kind of raise concerns for people who want to become U.S. citizens, that there might be some discrepancy and that they might be concerned about. People want, you know, people to become U.S. citizens, become part of this country, and that to be a process that people are encouraged to undertake.
Amy Taxon is a reporter for the Associated Press. Amy, thank you.
Thank you.